It's really noisy, and the noise that you can hear is the wind rush and the sound of the engine of a Cessna Grand Caravan, a 14-seater plane that at the moment is carrying 12 people, 12 distinguished members of the Kenyan Wildlife Service, and we've just taken off from the KWS's hangar in Nairobi, and we're heading to Tsavo, and Tsavo National Park is hopefully going to be where we land in just less than an hour. Now the negotiations have been successfully undertaken, and that was Darren Forsyth's job, who is travelling under tag Darren with one arm whilst we're out here. I'm of course travelling documentally on Twitter, so although my passport obviously says something different until I change my name. And we're here to document what the Rangers are doing. A lot of training going on. The Rangers are being trained to effectively fight in a war to save the animals. Poachers are getting more experienced, they're getting more equipped, they're getting more organised, so the Rangers here really have to step up their game. Lots of different types of training which we're hoping to experience. I haven't been told too much yet, but a little bit of a serious first aid in field, some dealing with ambushes, countermeasures for the attacks that they often find ourselves under, and ultimately this is all to protect the wildlife here, the wildlife that is ever more endangered. So looking forward to the next couple of days doing what I really enjoy doing most. I'm so distracted, sorry, looking out the window, this small aircraft just flying over a bank of clouds, so our altitude must be a little bit more, approaching 1,000 feet, I think. We're doing about 130 knots now. It's beautiful out there. Great views as we took off, and no doubt great views when we land. A little bit rough in places. Our lady pilot is navigating turbulence splendidly. We all still have our stomach linings firmly in our stomach. So over the next couple of days, if you check out the hashtag #TAGID, you'll get to see some of the content. Some's going to Apostrophe, some stuff going elsewhere as well, so I'm looking forward to the next couple of days. Good stuff. Incidentally, no in-flight meal, I have got a bottle of water. And as far as the entertainment goes, I've got all I need looking out the window and on my iPad.